So, welcome everyone at this session of SQL Server Data Tools. First of all, I'm Isabelle Van Kampenhout, and I've been working for more than 10 years on SQL Server databases as consultant, trainer, and blah, 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 as you know. So today, my agenda will be divided in those parties. So I will start with very good news for developer, as you will see. And then I will show you the usage of SQL Server data tools, first in connected mode, and then we will switch to the project-based mode, as known as disconnected mode, which is very, very powerful. And then we will jump to the Azure to learn a little more about the interactivity between SQL Azure and SQL Server data tools. Okay, so I work as DBA for years, and daily I meet developers who complain of what hard it is to develop database in regards of the common tools they use for other language. And so we will have a list of templates, of complaints, sorry. As an example, they complain that the manipulation of objects in the database is not so easy because it has to be done separately in scripts, and you have to take care of dependency between the object, and you never know the impact that you will receive when you change something in the structure of your database. Another problem is that the error detection is very late in the process. So it's this at the moment that you send your deployment script to the server team for production deployment that you will receive this phone call who says, hey guys, there is a mistake, a syntax error, or object missing in your scripts. There is no convenient way at this time to detect and manage database drift, nor tool for schema comparison. And it's also difficult to target multiple versions of SQL Server and to work with the cloud as the SQL Azure databases. And if you want to roll back the modification you plan to make, you have to prepare undo scripts, and those scripts are quite difficult to create. Okay, so the good news, naturally, is regarding SQL Server data tools. It's the next evolution of the database development tools in Visual Studio. And the good news is that most of developers will not need anymore to install a new SQL Server Management Studio. These tools are available from the SQL Server 2012 DVD, or from a download, or from Visual Studio. You have to use Visual Studio 2010 Service Pack 1, or you can just use a shell version of Visual Studio, which comes directly with the installation of SQL Server. And of course, it is totally free and related to your licensing for Visual Studio and SQL Server. So, Visual Studio is now definitely the kitchen you need to cook your database project. And the fundamentals are that you will work on a declarative way. I will show you in a demo that you don't need anymore to use the alter transact SQL instruction. So we are in a world of model-based design and validation. We will use the same tools to work connected or offline And we will use also the comparison schema, care of managing the difference between our version. We will have a lot of possibility to make deployment of our database project. Inside Visual Studio, of course, we will have access to the source code control, and we will have the possibility to test locally as a sandbox and then deploy and fix the error before it happens on the production environment. So, the data tools are divided in lots of things we will explore today. So, at first, we have the SQL Server Object Explorer. For people who are familiar with the Management Studio, you will see that it looks fairly the same that the Management Studio. We will have the SQL Static Code Analysis, who provide an error logging of the code you are writing at the moment you write it. You have the database publishing. It is very convenient to deploy our database project. We will try this later in the session. The SQL language services will allow us to refactor easily our code and to find easily references in our different scripts and in our project. We have the capabilities to edit in buffer declarative mode our object, so we can directly check if anything is wrong. I will show you soon. We have a very convenient table designer. We have a tool to compare our schema between database, between server, but also between project of DACPAC package. We have an isolated local database runtime. Here is the sandbox. We have the possibility to manage SQL and the common language runtime. And last but not least, we have the SQL debugging to work with this. So, with SQL Server Data Tools, we have the choice of the development models we want to use. We can work as a connected model, it's more classical way to make our work, or we can choose to work with the rich disconnected project-based development model. And this second possibility will offer a very rich feature as the code analysis, the dependency tracking, the intelligence, and so on. So, in the connected development, I will start with this one. In the connected development mode, we will work with the SQL Server Object Explorer. As I said before, it's modeled after the SQL Server Management Studio. Sorry, I am already thirsty. Okay. And the way we will work with this environment will be quite different than the common use. So maybe the best is directly go to our data tools and show what it looks like now. So in my Visual Studio environment, I have this famous SQL Server Object Explorer, same as in the Management Studio, and I can easily connect to my SQL Server and my databases. As you can see here, there is a lot of. I have my AdventureWorks samples database, and I have also the old one, Northwinds and Pubs, I will certainly use in this demonstration as a vintage touch. Okay, so you can see here also a query windows, looks like in the Management Studio, And for my possibility, I can choose to connect to a database. As an example, let's go to pubs. And I can begin to write my query if I want. And as you can see, I receive via the IntelliSense this little help. I can execute my script and I will receive my results in a grid. I can choose if I want to receive my result as grid, as text, as file. It's totally the same that what you used in the management studio. I also have the possibility to ask my execution plan when I made a query, and it is, And of course, this is very useful because you know that without your execution plan, you don't have any way to look at the performance from your query. But this session is not about performance, so we will go forward. I was speaking about the declarative works we can do now without use an alter also in my work. So I will go to the pubs database. And I will go to my table authors. So we already view the data here. There is a very easy and simple tables with the data about my books authors, with the name, the address, and so on. So if I ask to have my designer, I will receive three windows. I just adjust my screen for the resolution. Okay. So those three windows work together. If I change something here, as an example, you will notice that automatically my windows here were updated. Okay. Same way, if I change something here, okay, it is automatically reflected by my script windows. When I'm working on my change here, you can see in my script windows that the only kind of instruction I receive is a create, because we work in a declarative mode. We don't use any alter, but who cares about the modification, who care about the dependency with this work? It is the SQL Server data tool. So once I click on the update button, you see that I receive these windows. And these windows give me the action I am making now, and give me the ability to generate a script or to directly update the database. As normally you can see in the background, the data tools operation windows with here the work made, that is the buffered declarative mode. So at this moment, nothing is already done on my database, and I can ask to generate my script. Okay. And you can see that this script is a very robust script. It is in SQL comment mode, so we can work with variable. This option will be very useful later for the publishing of a project. And we have all the error managing in our scripts here. Okay. If I go back to my data tools operation, I can receive my preview. I can receive my script again if I want. And I can choose here to make my update. And I will receive this message that changing any part of an object name could be cause troubles on my database. Okay. The same way, if I try to drop a table, I will receive a message if there is any dependency who cause troubles with the drop. Oh, I don't choose the right one, sorry about that. I will choose a more useful table. As here in Oswin, product table is normally very used in the database. And you see here that I receive a lot of warnings because my table product is used in lots of view, store procedure, and other objects in my database. Okay. Let's back to our slides. So, the SQL Server Object Explorer, I show you that we can use this. The demo is done. And now I will just have a word about the comparison between our database or project. So I have the possibility now to take two databases and to generate the difference between both schema and, of course, to generate the script to make my two environments at the same level. Okay, let's have a look of what we can do with this kind of tool. So I will quick show you what happens. So I have made a comparison between Northwind, the old one database, and the Northwind dev. And the comparison was a way to populate my new database dev with the same schema than my production database. And now if I compare again both databases, there are 100% aligned each other. And you will certainly ask, yes, but what about the data? So it's not a tool to export data in a convenient way as integration service or to have a backup. It's just to create the same schema. But you can still easily copy paste your data from one table to another table. It is very convenient to test if you want. So as an example, if I go to the employee table, I can click on the view data, select the data, just copy, go back to my other database, ask to have the data. There is totally empty, and I can just paste. Oh, sorry about this. There is a constraint problem with this view because I have an auto increment of my identity column. So I just have to do the same with another one. But the principle is there. You can here choose your data and copy them in the table you want, at the condition, of course, that you don't break any constraint. You can also, if you want, when you make a view data on your table, just click on the script and you will receive this very, very practical script with the insert into instruction. So to have some sampling of our data, it is very convenient. Okay, let's go back to the slide. And I promise I will be very careful for the next demo. So at this point, we only work in a connected mode. Now we will switch to the project-based development mode, and we will have our database definition managed as a Visual Studio project. We can target this project for a lot of version on SQL starting at 2005 and ending in Azure. And we will receive a lot of possibility to work with this project because we will have access to the refactoring, to the references, to a local DB. And we will also very easily publish what we have made in our database definition. As you can see here, we will still work with our three windows designer, so the graphical designer, the scripts, and the properties windows. But as you can see here, we will have the solution explorer. We will divide all the objects of the database in scripts. Let's go back to our SQL Server data tools and OK. I will work with the pubs database and a little cleaning of my workspace. Okay. So I am on my pubs database and I will create a new project from this database. So He asked me the name of my project. Not so creative, I will name it Bubs. Asked to create a new solution, a new directory to be clean. And I want to have here my login, my database setting. I can choose my folder structure. So I will choose the schema object type to sort my object. And I just have to wait. It's the reason I choose the Pubs database. Here we go, it's finished yet, and I will receive all my objects now as a project. So as you can see here, I have my Solution Explorer windows now populated with my new Pubs project. I have only one schema in my Pubs database because it's a very old one. And there were no schema at the time this database was designed. And so I receive one script by object. I have one view for stored procedure and a few tables here to begin to work with. Okay. So if I go back to my table author, I can view the code as here. If I click on an object, I can ask to find all references by this object, in this case my table. And in my result windows, I can see that this table is referenced by an index by a foreign key in the table's title authors is used in the title view view in the from clause and in the condition. Okay. I can also choose to open this the same way. Let me just see. I was working earlier in the session with the connected database mode. So again, I have my designer, my script, and my property windows. Okay. If I want to change something, like a column name, I'm not sure it's a good idea, but it's a possibility. I can use the refactor rename option. This option is available with the project. Okay, and I will say this column all name, I want from now that the name is all name 2. And you notice this checkbox as preview change. And I will receive is all the dependency, and I can choose where I will change this name or not. But before I do this, I will use a very convenient possibility of data tools on my project pubs. I will snapshot my project so I can work with a version. Okay. Let's go again. Oops, sorry. It's only available from the script windows. Rename, all name to. Okay. I accept all my changes. So every time I go on the object affected by my change, I will receive the script. Okay. Apply. Okay. I have my result here. And to be sure, I can again make a schema comparison. And I will do this time not between two databases, two real databases, but between my project and my snapshot. My snapshot was saved in the form of a DACPAC file. Maybe you know already what DACPAC are. They are so deployment or data tier application file who contains all the schema of a database. And if I go to my Visual Studio projects files in my pubs folder, bum bum bum, snapshot. Here I have my snapshot before we name. Okay. Let's say that it was the original, and I can compare. And directly, I receive the difference from my two versions because my table author was changed, and my view, who depends on my table author, was changed also. So, with the data tools, we have a way to manage or change, to rename very easily our object, to find references. But that's not all. Maybe have you seen a new SQL Server in my SQL Server Object Explorer? This SQL Server is called LocalDB. It's a runtime instance of SQL Server. And it is used to have a local environment to develop. So I have my table here, but I have to make a deploy of my project to receive something. And here we go. I have now a local version of my project. It's not the script, there are real tables. With the script, I can only work on the structure of my data. With the local version, I can work as in the real world. I just have to pick some data from my prod. So let's go to the author, view data, select, okay, copy. And paste. So on this windows, I am on my production server, on my server, but here I'm just on my local DB, so a local version of SQL, a kind of sandbox to develop and begins to play with my data without disturbing anyone in my team with my work. It's a pure local solution. Okay. In my project, I have also the possibility to add references if I want, to import some scripts with other procedure, who knows. I have the possibility to run a code analysis. So code analysis will use a few rules. To evaluate the quality of your code. So you can put in this your policies or your best practices if you want. Okay, let's go back to the slide because time is running. With the data tools, we have also the possibility to publish our project. Once our projects are ready, we can say, okay, this project is fine now. I want to deploy this on a SQL server and I can give the right version I want to use to deploy my my project. And I can ask the publishing tools to be to take care of the problems who can arrive with the different version. As an example, I will use SQL Azure because for people who already try to use SQL Azure, you have certainly noticed that Azure is very, very particular and ask a lot of change if you're in your database to accept your schema. Okay, so I will propose to test this immediately. Okay. At this time, with our SQL Server data tools, we have been working on the local DB with our project. It is connected smart. We have been working on SQL Server on a classical way. And maybe, oops. Voilà. So. And maybe you noticed already that I have a special instance here. It's a SQL Azure database. And that's very nice because I can interact on an easy way with my SQL Azure database. As an example, I have here two databases and I can see my data. And as you can see, I already have a pubs database. I can make also a schema comparison if I want between this database and oops. I will choose a DAC pack. So my first version, that my first version was the same. So I just want to take a new snapshot. Okay. Voilà. And I will compare my SQL Azure version and my snapshot. It's a little slower because we are working in the cloud now. But you can see that there is no big difference. I use the same tools and I can see all the difference between my two schema. But we want also to have a look to the publishing possibility. So once my project here is ready, I can go to the publish dialog box and I just have to say which database is my target. So I will create a connection. I can say the name for my database would be this time pubs y. Okay, to be sure that this one could be reused, I can save my profile of connection. And it is a simple XML file, but it's very useful to go back and to have this usable again. Okay. Alors, when I will click on publish, it's possible that I receive some error. I can see that my name is not correct. Mm-hmm. GGP 4 and normally it has to work. Okay. One very important thing, I want to receive this error, but the connection error came first. It's that I have to choose the platform I want to use to make my publication. And this checkbox will ensure that my schema is okay to publish my database, my actual definition to the environment I choose here. Try this again. Publish. I have to make a rebuild because I changed the property of my project. And here we go. As you can see here, there is a lot of warnings because it's not okay to work on Azure database. But I have another project. Up. I already have deployed this project on Azure. And I will do this again. Okay, I hope this is the good one. Okay. And as you can see, my database definition as a project in my Visual Studio with my SQL Server data tools is now published without troubles on my SQL Azure platform. And it is with a successfully message at the end. And in my data tools operation, again, I have the possibility to view all the steps who were accomplished by my publication tools. And if I go now to the Azure, okay, I can see here my databases and begin to work. Is this? So we are close to the time to end this session. I will go back to my slide. Just to be more, to give some more information about the deploying on SQL Azure. You have seen in the SQL Server data tools one way to do this with the publish. It's also possible with the DACPAC files. But if you want to deploy your structure, your database definition, and your data, you have to use the DACPAC files, and this kind of operation is only possible from the SQL Server Management Studio. So just for information. Ah, that's the demo I just have made. So it's time to a conclusion. Is there a problem? Ah, okay. the SQL Server Data Tools Database Services offers you a declarative approach for the DTB's definition development. You have the ability to develop offline or online and to test locally your data with the local engine of SQL. You can target multiple versions of SQL and SQL Server Azure. And all those tools are there to facilitate industrialization phase. Sorry, I'm a little tired. And to deploy your scripts. So, as I hope you have seen in the demos, we address all the issues who were in my complaint list at the beginning of this session. On the horizon, we hope that we will have the possibility to work more with the data, with an update, to have the possibility to design our database in a diagram tool and to have a more powerful query designer. So, I will end this session with some resources. So you can get these tools on the links for the online setup. It's a web-based installation. You have the blog of the team for SQL Server data tools and, of course, the forum on these topics. Thank you for your attention.